What goes into growing cherries? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Cherry farmer Lance Phillips, owner of Crimson Gem Orchard in Gem County, Idaho, talks about the challenges that accompany his job of growing cherries.
Every plant is going to have a pest of some type or another. But with cherries, the fruit fly, the ones that lay the eggs in there, if you haven't done a couple very basic things, making a strong tree, done some dormant oils, most of them are organic, sprayed your trees, given them good nutrition, proper watering, a stronger tree is going to resist all kinds of natural pests. Number two, we spray to prevent large infestations.
Phillips says his management plan guarantees a worm-free cherry.
Back in 2002, when many of the very, very harsh chemicals were taken off the market, the new chemicals we have today, most of those are mild. They're things that you will find in common household medicines that you can get down at Walgreens. We just use them in a different quantity. I like to see people talking about it. Non-GMO, I hate to tell you, all fruit trees are non-GMO because they are all grown from seed and bred through normal pollination. There's no genetic manipulation of any of the fruit trees that we have in our valley.
Phillips says all cherry trees in Gem County must be cared for and healthy. It's the law.
The other part of having them in your yard and not taken care of, it's illegal. Gem County has a tree board and has an ordinance that if you are neglecting these trees and not take care of them properly, you are then going to be in violation of that and they can come tear them out and assess your property.
And nobody wants that.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.